Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1536, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Until about 12 o'clock when I went to the courthouse and took the witness stand. Before Mr. Dorsey went over to the courthouse, he came into the room where the girls above described and I myself were, and gave us a lecture and told us all that when we went on the stand to go right ahead and tell everything we knew and answer his questions right off sharp. After the lecture, I didn't see Mr. Dorsey again until I went on the witness stand at the courthouse. While remaining in the large room with the 12 or 15 girls, before I was called to go to the courthouse, there was a great deal of talk and gossip among the girls there. Some of them said they knew nothing against Mr. Dot Frank, and that they were timid and were afraid that they would be scared when they went into court. Maggie Griffin, however, appeared to welcome and relish the idea of going on the witness stand, and told several times how she was going just to tell everything Mr. Dot Dorsey wanted to know when she went on the stand. Dewey Hewell said she did not know anything about Mr. Dot Frank or Mary Fagan or anything concerning the case, and Maggie Griffin volunteered with enthusiasm to tell her what to say, and did tell her, and rehearsed her at one side of the room. I heard Maggie Griffin tell Dewey Hewell that she must say she knew Mary Fagan, and that she knew Mr. Dot Frank, and knew that he was of bad character, and that she should tell everything bad she could think of about him, and to say that she had seen Mr. Frank with his hands on Mary Fagan, and that she had seen him whisper to her or talk to her with his face close to hers. Maggie Griffin and Dewey Hewell left the large room described 2 or 3 times together and returned together, and I heard Dewey Hewell say repeatedly that she was afraid she would forget all Maggie had told her to say when she went into the courthouse, and Maggie said, "We will go over it again, so you won't forget it." This was repeated several times. I recall hearing Dewey Hewell say pointedly that she did not know where Mary Fagan worked and that she did not know her by name, but she was rehearsed to know her by Maggie Griffin in that room and to say whatever she did say on the witness stand. I have seen the evidence as reported as being given by Dewey Hewell, and recognize in her answers precisely what I